Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, all. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Pardon me. I cannot hear myself. There we go. Now I can hear myself. Always happens. I think, you know, Brian has, and David, everyone has good hearing that sits in this chair before me. And then I get in this chair. And no matter if it's a weekday, if it's Sunday, I always have to turn the volume up to hear myself. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. I already said that here on a Friday. News Radio 930 WBEN. The sun is out. A pretty warm day out there. Hope your day is going well as we continue here in Western New York. And I just have to say, I want to echo the last two texts on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board and say, as always, what a great last 4 hours David was. And that's always the case. But always a pleasure to listen to David, all 4 hours of David's show. And another just home run as usual. Always always enjoy David's insight and always makes the best for very insightful conversation. So I want to echo what people are saying on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. The last 4 hours was great. And if you missed any of it, make sure you listen on demand at WBEN.com and on the Odyssey app. Lots to get into as we are continuing. And I said this yesterday. And as we're continuing the grieving process, the healing process, and the what's next? You know, what do we do next? And that seems to be the question. Right now, you know, we have just started the first of 10 funerals of the victims. We heard Brayton saying Brayton was there and he did his report. And, you know, it's going to be... It has been, it's going to continue to be very tough. And we have to be there for these families. We have to be there for these victims' families. And from what I'm seeing on social media, what I'm seeing out, you know, at all these different things that are set up for people to get food, people to be there, the memorial that's set up. I mean, this is a community that has come together. And that's what we're showing the United States of America. We're showing that we are the city of good neighbors. We are coming together. And we are here for those in our community that need us. And we'll continue to be there. And that's been our message to the victims' families that need us. We're here for you. And to those in the neighborhood that need groceries, that need a place to get their food. And, you know, I want to know this, and this isn't something, you know, call in and say how, you know, I want to know this throughout the 4 hours. So this isn't going to be just a standalone topic, but throughout the next 4 hours, I want to know from you how you are helping, what you have done, and ways that people here in Western New York this weekend can help out. And I also want to hear from those on the East Side. What do you need? How can we help? And tell us what you have seen over the last week of people helping out. And like I said yesterday, you know, you're going to have a lot of people here tomorrow, you know, over the weekend. You've had a lot of people over during the week, but we need to make sure that we are still there for our neighbors a month from now, a year from now, a decade from now. We have to make sure that we're still there, and we have to keep on, again, as cliche as it may be, we need to keep on coming together. And yes, as I said yesterday, as I put on Twitter today, you do have some in the community that want to do the political finger pointing. That's not helping. But you know what? That's also not a majority of people. A majority of people in this community are doing what they can. They are donating their time. They're donating money. They're donating food. And they are there for their neighbors. And it's great to see. And like I said, that's what I'm hoping the nation is seeing, right? We had this terrorist that wasn't even from our community. We had this white supremacist monster come in, and we have responded by coming together as a community, and I hope we keep on showing that to the nation. We keep showing that we really are that city of good neighbors. Now, yesterday, so throughout the show, call in with, you know, ideas and things you've heard and where people can donate food, where people can donate money, where people can volunteer their time. We'd love to hear that at 803-0930, star 930. Also, my call for those on the East Side, what do you need? Let us know. Let the audience know. 803-0930, star 930. Now, we talked about the Top Store yesterday. And I really thought, okay, we'll leave that alone until maybe next week we'll bring that back. But it's in the news again. And now you have Voice Buffalo saying a lot of the things that I was saying yesterday. I would be concerned about reopening this store. You know, I know the people we have heard in the neighborhood that say that store needs to be open because we need the grocery store. And I understand that, right? I understand needing a grocery store. But as Voice Buffalo says today, they want the Tops. They don't want the Tops there. And again, really saying a lot of the things that I had said, because this is a grocery store, as we have talked about this week, that everyone in the neighborhood went to. It was more than a grocery store. It was a place to meet people. It was a place to, you run into someone you haven't seen in a while. And it was a place to have conversation. But if you reopen that, and even, you know, 20 people don't feel comfortable walking back in that store, well, now that's not a store for the neighborhood. That's not what it used to be. And if you have, again, you know, You have people. This isn't where people just jump in their car and go to the grocery store. And you get rid of, I'm sorry, you reopen it, and you have those in the neighborhood that say, I can't walk back in that store. You have employees that say, I can't walk back in that store. Well, then I think you're doing a disservice to those in that neighborhood that now, yes, their grocery store is back. They can't go there. They don't feel comfortable. It's very uncomfortable for them. I want to play a little bit of what Deacon Jerome Wright said about that Tops and about reopening it. Here's a bit of his comments from today. And I want to know from you at 803-0930, star 930, not only your thoughts on reopening the Tops. Now we've heard from Deacon Jerome Wright, but he also brings up needing to invest in the community. What are ways we can invest in the community more than just building a new Tops if that's what needs to happen. How can we invest into this community? Again, long-term showing that we are there, that it's not, hey, we're there for you, and then, you know, a month or two go by, and we're not there for you. How can we long-term invest into this neighborhood? Because I think investing, I think that would be to the benefit of everybody, right? 803-0930, star 930. I want to play. This is Deacon Jerome Wright from earlier.
And although we grieve and mourn as a community, we still expect that if you want to do something for us, bring resources to this community. And I'm not talking about these food handouts, which are great. I'm not bemoaning that. But this community needs more services than fresh fruits and vegetables being handed out. We need institutions that have that we helped build this country up, supermarket chains, box stores. We need them coming here like we got the Bills, the Sabres, and everybody else coming down here to visit. The long-term solution is not having a single place that anybody can come to in our community and know they're going to inflict massive carnage because that's all we have. I'm telling you now, there are people clamoring to open this store right away. Everybody's not in agreement with that. That place should be a memorial to the lives lost. It should be a memorial to those wounded. It should be a memorial to a community that has been under attack. And we should build another Tops right in the same community. But sending family members and workers back into that same place where people, their families was massacred, is the height of insensitivity to me. You wouldn't do it anywhere else. You didn't build the World Trade Towers back up. You didn't do any of those schools. You didn't open them back up. But when it comes to our community, you want to open it up as soon as possible. That is part of the long-term solution, bringing resources and not forcing us to relive the carnage, the massacre of our people that just happened almost a week ago. Resources mean not just pouring money in. We need mental health people who look like us, who understand us, and who know where we're coming from. Unlike the whoever the mental health person who saw that murderer and thought it was all right to release him less than 24 hours later. That would have never happened if the person looked like me or many of us. We would have been held minimum 72-hour hold. And getting a gun afterwards?
Come on now.
We can't even get a gun now. So we need long-term solutions. We're telling you, come to us for the solutions. You cannot find the solutions to our problems. Our problems are resources and the lack thereof. Bring this community resources. All you big stores, ShopRite, all you mega stores, you should be clamoring for a community that's hurting, but for a community that's in need. This food apartheid has got to end. Like we ended apartheid in South Africa, we're going to end it here in the east side of Buffalo.
Again, that was Deacon Jerome Wright saying that, yes, a Tops does need to be there. A grocery store does need to be there, more than one. But it shouldn't be on that site. And what are your thoughts of what he said about not being on that site? You know, and he brings up the examples we brought up yesterday, right? Other sites of mass shootings, you don't see these places reopen. You don't see these schools reopen. And that was the point I was trying to get across yesterday, that I understand the need for a grocery store. And again, I think that's something else we need to address. But I understand the need for a grocery store. But if even 10% of the neighborhood doesn't want to go back to the Tops where it is now, is that not doing a disservice? 803-0930, star 930. And also, if Tops doesn't reopen. Because, see, and this is the thing that goes on in my head, right? Because I think I agree with what he's saying. I agree that there are going to be people who are going to be uncomfortable to go back to that Tops. I get that. But if you now have to build a brand new Tops, that's obviously going to delay the reopening. And again, the reality of the situation is there is not another grocery store there. There's not another store for people in that neighborhood. And again, this isn't, you know, hop in my car and drive 15 minutes to the next store. So these are the things that go on in my head, because I agree with what he's saying about there are going to be family members that aren't going to want to go back in there. I think there's going to be employees that aren't going to want to go back in there. But then I can see the other side of, well, we need our grocery store back as soon as possible. And again, we can ask the questions, why isn't there another grocery store? Why is this all that neighborhood has? And those are fair questions. But in the immediate future, that is the reality of the situation. And what do we do? Do we continue having the pop-up Tops with two tents open while they build a new building? And I'll go back to what I said yesterday. Is there a way to reopen Tops but at the same time be thoughtful to the fact that it is going to take a lot for some in that neighborhood to be able to comfortably walk back in? And then, yes, let's also address putting another grocery store up. You know, I said this yesterday. You go down Maple in Amherst, right across the street from us is a Price Right. A few buildings down from that is an Aldi. You have Tops across the street from Wegmans, which is down the street from Whole Foods, which is over the street from Trader Joe's. Do we need to also address this neighborhood needing more than one grocery store? You know, I think of where I live, and I have a Tops, you know, a Wegmans a half mile one way, a Tops a half mile the other way. I live literally across the street from Aldi, where I do a lot of my shopping. But for those in this neighborhood, this is all they have. It is this Tops. So a few questions for you, 803-0930, star 930. The Tops reopening, we've heard from many in that neighborhood that say, we want our Tops open and we want it open now. You heard Deacon Jerome Wright, who I think speaks for a lot in that neighborhood as well, saying, yeah, we need a Tops, but we don't need this Tops open. We need a Tops where everyone's comfortable walking back in. And then how do we address next? Okay, we'll address opening the Tops. What's next? How do we address getting another grocery store for that neighborhood? 803-0930, star 930. My name's Joe Beamer. I'm filling in for Tom Bowerly on this Friday, May 20th. Looking forward to talking with you on the phones and on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. You can also tweet me at TheJoeBeamer on Twitter. And if you're on hold, we will talk with you. But first, we've got to pay some bills here at WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We're kind of picking up where we left off yesterday. After Deacon Jerome Wright says, yeah, there needs to be a new Tops, but, or let me rephrase that. Tops needs to reopen, but it needs to be a new location because there's too much pain, and I'm paraphrasing, too much pain in the current location. And again, this is what I brought up yesterday. You know, you're gonna have people that are gonna be uncomfortable to walk into that Tops, and when it's the only grocery store in that neighborhood, you do have to have a place where all feel comfortable going shopping. 803-0930 *930. Let's go to Sammy in Buffalo. Sammy, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? Hey, I do not think they should reopen that store. I think it should be torn down, and I think they should turn it into like a kind of a memorial park type of thing, you know, little flowers and fountains and some trees planted and stuff. And I do agree with Deacon Jerome that I agree with the sentiment that they do need more resources in that area because it is a desolate, dead area for stores, for restaurants, for shops, and all that, you know, all the kind of stuff that I live in Black Rock, and we don't have a lot around here, but, you know, I got like three stores that I could go to within walking distance of my house, and we got restaurants and we got shops and stuff like that because I got, you know, the Elmwood Village like right up the street. And I do agree with him partially, but I think it was a little bit, you know, a little hyperbole in some of what he was saying, but I do agree with his sentiment that they do need, you know, some resources, facilities, and that type of stuff. And they don't want handouts. They want hand-ups. They want a helping hand to get out of their situation,
right,
you know, to kind of regroup and, you know, transition their neighborhood into a vital, thriving neighborhood like it used to be, you know, back, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, these neighborhoods were vital. They were thriving. They were, you know, they had a heartbeat. And I don't see that going on. And I do a lot of work in that area, and I've been to that Tops many, many, many times. And there's a lot of good people in that neighborhood, and they deserve a lot better than what they have now. And I'm a little bit, I'm sickened. I am literally sickened by this whole thing, because I'm a white male conservative, and I am not down with any of this hyperbole about, you know, the Republicans being all, you know, racist and Nazis and all that other stuff, because for me, that is not true for a minute. And I do not believe that Buffalo is a racist city. I realize that there are racist individuals residing in Buffalo, Western New York, and stuff like that. But for the most part, I do not think Buffalo is a racist, bigoted city, because if it was, you would not see the outpouring of love and support and concern for that neighborhood that people have shown for the past week over there.
Well said. And Sammy, I agree with tearing it down, putting a park, putting some kind of memorial. But what do you do in the meantime? Because it will take time to build a new store. I mean, how long can we have the mobile top sitting there?
It absolutely will take a while, you know, to build a new store. And I was wondering about that myself. I mean, they could, you know, keep it open in the interim, you know, build a new store, build a new, better store, and then just rip the old one down. It's not like Tops doesn't have the money. I mean, honestly, you know, they're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. But that being said, there are a lot of other options that could be put into place, you know, in the interim, because that is, I don't know if you're familiar with the, you know, the Jefferson area up in there, Jefferson, Ferry, Utica up in that area. It is, you know, it's a desolate area. And, you know, there's a lot of good people in the area. And I have a heart for them, because, like I said, I've worked in that area a lot of times, because I'm a service plumber, and I do a lot of service plumbing in that area, and the people are very good people, and I have never had any problems with anybody over there. They're genuine, you know, straightforward people, and they want the same thing that you or I want. They want to raise their kids in a safe neighborhood. They want to bring up their kids in decent schools. They want to live in decent housing. You know, they want to have the same things that everybody else wants to have. And for some reason, you know, people just neglect that area, or it's just forgotten or whatever. And, you know, I understand a lot of investors don't want to invest into neighborhoods where they think, you know, you've got a lot of gangbanger activity going on, which is probably true to a certain extent. But somewhere somebody has to take a stand and say, no, we are not going to take it anymore, and we are not going to go in that direction, and we're not going to go in the direction of hate. We're going to continue on with our lives. But we're not going to, you know, you can't fight hate with hate.
Right.
And I agree 100% with, you know, Reverend Kinzer Pointer, you know, and I, you know, this is not, you can't fight hate with hate. It doesn't work, because hate begets hate.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Sammy, you've seen, like you said, most in Western New York have been so, you know, so helping with their time, their donations. But you've got other people that want to take this opportunity and make it more divisive. But Sammy, I appreciate what you said, and I think you're right. And I hope that we do start to see, you know, stores coming back to that area. And again, like you said, they're not looking, people in that neighborhood aren't looking for handouts. They're looking for hand ups.
It's very sad. And I've been sick in this whole entire week, and I've been thinking about this, going over this in my mind all, you know, every day and stuff. And I'm thinking, where do we get people? How do people like this evolve? Where do we get people who are just willing to go out there and just massacre innocent people? If that kid had any courage, he would have went into one of the hoods over there, you know, where you got a big gangbanger activity, and started opening up on them. But no, he had to choose a store where he knew that there was very limited access to weapons or guns, and, you know, people were probably unarmed. You got, you know, grandmas and moms and, you know, children and stuff shopping, doing their daily stuff, and he goes up there and opens up on them. To me, that's a very despicably cowardly act. And I believe in my heart that he will get what he's coming to him. If it's not through the legal justice system, he will get what he's got coming to him one way or the other.
Sammy in Buffalo, thanks for the call. Opens up a line to, for you at 803-0930, star 930. And what do you think? How should this be addressed? And I agree with Sammy. We talked about that yesterday. I do not understand how someone becomes so radicalized. And to even think about doing something as disgusting as this, as repulsive as this, I don't know how you get so radicalized that that is your thought process. But I agree with Sammy. I think with the federal charge, he's going to be found guilty. And as we know federally, capital punishment is still a thing. And you know, it's heartbreaking. Like I said, you go back, you listen to Bruce Smith yesterday. Oh my gosh. I mean, this is the emotion, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. And these were good people that were just going to, get some groceries. They were going out on, you know, Sunday to pick some things up. Again, it's one of those things. It's that pain when you think back to last Saturday, that's never going to go away. And again, I think that pain when you look at that Tops for many is never going to go away. You know, I've heard from people. Now I'll be down helping out tomorrow morning. My wife and I are going down there, and from everyone I've heard, you go down there and it hits you. You know, you see the memorial, you see the Tops. If that's how people feel now, for many, that's not going to go away. You know, do you get what I'm trying to say? For many, that's not going to go away. That Tops is going to symbolize. Now, I realize what the texter is saying. The texter is saying, Joe, if you close that store, you know, he wins. And I understand that point of view as well. But, you know, as I said, as I've been hearing from people this week, you go by that location. You go by and it just hits you. The pain hits you. You get that rush of emotion. There's 10 families that will never not be the case. There are our employees that will never not be the case. And there are a lot in that neighborhood that knew people, knew the victims. Do they deserve to, every time they go to the grocery store, to have to relive that or have to re-feel that pain? Of course, it needs to be a place where you can go and remember. And there has to be a memorial. But I'm not sure people want to, every time they walk in the store, be reminded of what happened. That's my point of view. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Frank in Lancaster. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, Frank.
My call. I just wanted to kind of give a different perspective from a different culture.
Okay.
That you know, it's unfortunately, it's almost everyday life in Israel dealing with terrorist attacks. When I was in Israel, I don't know, 10 years ago, I was driving with an Israeli, and there was a restaurant that was just, people were lined up to get into it. And I said, wow, they must have really good food there. What is with that? And he said, no, it's not that. There was a suicide bombing there. And everybody is going to support that place. And I'm just throwing this out as a thought, because the Israeli thought was to turn that emotion of pain into resolve to overcome hate and to not allow hate to have the victory. And you know, it's a different situation here. I understand that. I'm just throwing it out as a thought. That's the way the Israelis dealt with it. I was like shocked as an American. I thought, wow, we would avoid the place. But in Israel, they were flocking to it.
Flocking as a way to pay their respects. And if they did that here, I think you'd see the same thing, Frank. If they reopened that Tops, I think you'd see a lot of people go to pay their respects. And again, to show that they are with those in the neighborhood.
Yeah, my wife and I talked about it because she was with me when we experienced that. we were talking the other day when they opened that Tops up, even though I live in Lancaster, I would definitely go shop there. And you know, anyway, it's just a different alternative, a different way of looking at it. They probably should build a bigger Tops and more stores there. I would totally agree with that. But in the meanwhile, if they open this one up, if they open this one up and have the right resolve, turn that pain into something that's positive, turn that pain into something that's transformative, you know, then it becomes a symbol of overcoming. Just the way they didn't exactly rebuild the tower in New York, but they did build something.
Right.
It's an indication that we're not going to let it defeat us. We're not going to become that thing that is so abhorrent, which is hate and racism and all that. So that's just my 2 cents. I just want to throw it into the mix of thinking.
And Frank, I like, if they do reopen that Tops, I hope we see that outpouring of support that you are mentioning. I hope we see everyone from Western New York, you know, over the first few weeks that it's open, go there and show, hey, we're with you.
Yes. Amen.
Frank in Lancaster, appreciate the call. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930, *930. That's the number to get on, 803-0930. Can also get you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Asking a few questions. And, you know, David talked about this earlier. And, yeah, it's also having the uncomfortable conversation. You know, I realize this is what really we've been talking about this week. I'm sure we keep talking about it for weeks and months to come. But where do we go from here? And it's not just the Tops, right? I mean, that is what we are talking about right now. But where do we go after that? Does our focus in a month, are we no longer talking about the East Side? And now it's just left up to those in the neighborhood. Or are we still going to be there? Are we going to be there? Are we going to help? Are we going to do what we can? Answer the calls? We're going to follow up after that Tops opens to, you know what? Can we put another store here? Can we have another grocery store for this neighborhood? Is that next? Is that going to happen? Or what? 803-0930, *930. As someone said, Joe, you're right. Well, they didn't say that. I added that to their text. They didn't say, Joe, you're right. But it says, use your brain. A grocery store is going to take a year to build. See, and this is why I am all over the place, right? Because, as I said, I can understand not wanting to go back in that store. Believe me, I get it. But if that store doesn't reopen, as Deacon Jerome Wright said, what are you going to do for a year? Is there going to be a mobile Tops there for a year? And is that what the neighborhood wants? A mobile Tops? So the texter, I completely agree with where you're coming from. It's going to take time to build a new grocery store. What do we do in the meantime? What we're doing now? I think if you talk to many in the neighborhood, that's not what they want. They want a store. They want a grocery store back. It's... Like I said, I go back and forth almost hourly. 803-0930, *930 is the number to get on. I almost took line 3, Josh, because I didn't see what you wrote there. We'll go to line 2 and speak with Tom in Buffalo. Hey, Tom.
Hello, Joe. Isn't this the perfect storm for RFPs? I remember when this store was built 20 years ago. None of the other chains wanted to come in here. Finally, Byron Brown, Crystal People Stokes, and others, to their credit, got together with Tops and they decided to build this store. Now, there have been problems over the years with management and some other things, but they came in, they built it, and the store has been functional. Okay, Benderson is their developer. Okay? I'm sure that if they need to go to another location, if it's decided that what is to be, that they could do it. Okay, I agree with you on the time frame that it'll take a long time to do it. But there are ways to work this out. Okay, The residents of the area want fresh food, okay? Fresh meats, fresh produce, fresh fish. You're not going to get this from an Aldi. You're not going to get this from a Save-A-Lot. There's a lot of decision-making to be made, but it can be done. And I think they should really do some reflection on how to do it. What do you think?
I understand what you're saying, but I am held up on the – you're saying there's no fresh food at an Aldi?
What I'm saying is that the variety and the availability is not the way it is in a supermarket per se.
That point taken. I understand. I understand what you're saying, Tom, and I did have to look up what an RFP was.
Request for proposal.
Yes, yes. No, I understand exactly what you're saying, and you know, again, I think this goes back to what is best in that what does the neighborhood think? What's best in that neighborhood?
I'm not trying to throw stones or arrows at Aldi or Save-A-Lot.
No, I got your point's well taken, Tom. I appreciate the call. No, he's right. There's not the selection. Now I shop at Aldi because it's cheap, right? But there are things that you can't get at Aldi. He makes a brilliant point. There are things you can't get at Aldi that you can only get at a Tops or at a Wegmans. 100%. And I get what he's saying. And we'll see where it goes from here. Because we all have ideas of what to do, but we all still have the questions of how does it get done, right? 803-0930, star 930, that will get you on the show. Can also get you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board if you don't want to sit on hold. I completely understand. We'll go through some of the texts when we come back. We have a few callers on hold. I don't want to take time away from you. So I will hope you're patient, and we will talk with you when we get back from the news. I don't want to have to cut you short to 30 seconds. If you want to get in line, like I said, the number is 803-0930, star 930. We'll continue talking about this. Do we reopen? How do we reopen? Do you agree with what Tom said? Do you agree with what Frank said? Do you agree with what Sammy said? Or is it somewhere in the middle of all three of the first three calls? We'll see, and we'll see what you have to say as well. And also, how do we address this for the long term? Because right now, and a texter brought this up, and to the texter's point, they gave me a topic I didn't have lined up. Because right now, our focus is on the East Side. Our focus is on making sure we are there for them. What do they need? What does that neighborhood need? How do we make sure that this focus is for the long term? And how do we make sure we are there for our neighbors? Not only during the grieving and healing process, but to keep that focus on bettering the neighborhood. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number. And we will talk with you. My name's Joe Beamer. I'm in for Tom Bowerly. Talking with you after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at PitchHitRun.com.